This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Shattuck, S-H-A-T-T-U-C-K, date of birth 9/15/1953. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Shattuck with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. Her weight is up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she has had some hospitalizations and ER visits for very low blood sugar levels. I think the lowest got down to high 40s, she reports, and then she became very, very confused and disoriented, and also had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and a TIA when that occurred. So she is anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day for the new onset atrial fibrillation. She is wearing a Dexcom 2 device, but there might be some insurance coverage issues since she's not on insulin. But she has had several very low blood sugar readings while hospitalized, and there was one very high reading, possibly an error, but it was over 400. Back in September of this year. She is also seeing the local endocrinologist, Dr. Usula, it's U-S-U-L-A, for the suspected elevated insulin levels, and there's no pancreatic tumor. They suspect that this might be secondary to her gastric bypass surgery, why she's producing excess amounts of insulin, but really they're not quite sure. She treats that by eating very small portions and very regularly when her blood sugar drops very low like that, in the 40 range, or even when it drops in the 70s, she's supposed to start eating, and she generally has been doing that. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dyspnea or cough, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. The Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day is for anticoagulation. And metoprolol is 50 milligram once a day. She's off potassium, multivitamin, and lisinopril. Also off multivitamins. Physical exam, weight 131 pounds, pulse is 63, blood pressure 120 over 72. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and no edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.17, estimated GFR is 50. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.7, sodium 143, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 24, random glucose was 91, hemoglobin is 11.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. With stable creatinine levels, the patient will continue having labs checked every 3 months. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.